Blog Talk Radio.
Over and over, I'll tell the old story to people I've never seen before. Yes, the story of Jesus.
Hello, world. It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast. For the next 2 hours, we'll be having preaching and singing with all of our regular guests from Kentucky, Georgia, Oklahoma, Florida, Ohio, and many other places. And now, here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, and his wife, Betty, live in Tellico Plains, Tennessee, USA.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back again into countries, homes, where that you're at, just lifting up the name of Jesus. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. So we thank God for another opportunity to come back on Blog Talk Radio once again. To declare Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, the Savior of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I see we got a call in here. So 918, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Brother Brandon out of Stillwell, Oklahoma.
Praise the Lord there, Brother Sam. I'm glad you called in there, brother. Sister Rosa have a song she want to sing or testify there today on the radio?
No, not today. I don't believe she does.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have Tim to sing a song here, then we'll get you to obey the Lord there, brother. You can sing a song or whatever you want to do there. So just worship the Lord with us there while Tim sings a song here. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Want to thank God for each and every listener out there tonight. Everybody that's listening to us, just ask you to share the broadcast out to your neighbors, to your friends, and subject. God is a spirit, so you know God's a spirit, and we can't worship Him no other way but worship Him in the spirit and in the truth. So just worship the Lord William Myers. Tim sang this song. Praise God.
Soldiers, they're divine.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. You know, we've got to have that spirit. If we don't, we're not going to be raised up out of the grave or raised up to go with the Lord. So, you know, I just want to thank God tonight that we got to have the spirit of Him. He said without the spirit of Him, we wasn't His. And so it's not exact words, but the way the verse is written. But we got to have the spirit of God dwelling in our life if we ever want to make heaven our home. So, Brother Sam, just go ahead and obey the Lord, brother.
Well, praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. We're thankful to be with you this evening. Amen. I thought about this scripture, and I've preached it quite a bit down through the years. And I thought, you know, amen, John chapter 4. And I'd like to back up just a little bit in verse 19. This is where he comes with the woman to the woman at the well. Amen. He said, the woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seek such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. I thought, you know, I thought about this scripture, and I've pondered on it all down through the years of my ministry, and I thought, you know, he said, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And I thought, a lot of people think that it's on the carnality side of things, but it's not. We are serving a spiritual God. Amen. His ways is deeper than our ways, higher than our thoughts. Amen. Glory be to God. And I thought as I was thinking about these scriptures here, I thought about it like this, and if you would, amen, if you got your Bibles, amen, and you're following along with us, amen, we always use the King James Version, amen, that's as close as we can get that's translated into the English, amen. But anyhow, I want to go to Ezekiel chapter 47, and this is a spiritual vision that Ezekiel had. Amen. And I get into this, and I think about this. Amen. And I thought, you know, it might be a little bit of reading, but I feel like that it'll go along with this worshiping in the Spirit of God. Amen. He says, afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued from under the threshold of the house, eastward, for the forefront of the house stood there toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house, at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate, northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. And again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees. Again, He measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in a river that could not be passed over. Amen. Glory be to God. I thought, you know, I've studied this out, and I've thought about it spiritually. Amen. I thought, you know, amen, when we look at this, amen, and we begin to worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. Number one, amen, he said, amen, that he brought him into the waters. Amen, and he walked down, and it was ankle deep. Oh, can I tell you? Amen, spiritually speaking, amen, a lot of people will just wait out a little bit, amen, and they're trying to worship God, and they want to worship him in the flesh, amen, glory be to God, but we can't worship God in the flesh, amen, but I thought, amen, it's just a little ways down here, amen, I thought, amen, he said the waters were to the knees. Amen. Well, amen, I feel like that means salvation. Amen. We need to fall down on our knees. And glory be to God. John chapter 3 tells us that we must be born again. Amen. Of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Can I tell you? Amen. If we're not born again, and if we do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, amen, we're not going to make it into heaven. Amen. I thought about this spiritual vision that Ezekiel had. Amen. He goes on down and he says, amen, that the water was up to the loins. Amen. I've looked at it like this way. I feel like that every Christian needs to get sanctified. Amen. They need to get their spiritual man and their body sanctified for the master's use. Amen. Glory be to God and get it all cleaned up. Amen. Be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, can I tell you? Amen. God is a spirit. And those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. Glory be to God. And then he speaks about waters to swim in. I feel like that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A lot of people are scared of the Holy Ghost. I'm not scared of the Holy Ghost. I want him to come and dwell inside of me. Amen. I want Jesus to baptize me in the Spirit with evidence speaking in other tongues. Amen. Glory be to God. Somebody told me, they said, well, I just don't go for that emotional thing. Amen. I just don't go for that shouting thing. Amen. When you go to church, you're just to go sit there and be quiet and listen to the preacher. Amen. Can I tell you? Amen. When I go to church, I'm going to go get something that's alive. I don't want something that's dead. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, amen. Amen. I want you to know, if you go out, amen, and if you hit your hand with a hammer, you're going to say something. Amen. It'll make you come alive. Amen. Because you're going to cry, you're going to get mad, or something. Amen. And you go through the doorway, or you stump your toe, and you're going to get a little excited. You're going to show a little bit of a little emotional, if you would. Amen. Well, when you get into the Spirit, amen, you're going to get emotional. Amen. When you get into the Spirit of God, you're going to cry some. Amen. Sometimes you'll shout. Amen. Can I tell you? Amen. When the Spirit of God is there, there is life. Amen. When there's no Spirit there, it is dead. And maybe this is not going the way that I feel like preaching it. Amen. But how can I tell you? Amen. If we're going to worship God. We're going to have to worship him in spirit and in truth. Hey, come on now. Hey, man, a lot of people wants to go to church, and they just want to sit there. Hey, man, a lot of people think that you just go to the altar one time, and that's just it. Oh, I want to keep on coming back to the well of grace. Amen. Oh, the scripture says, hey, man, that we need to keep on coming back. Hey, man, I tell you what. Hey, man, when I go to church, I want to hit that altar. I want to pray. I want to seek after God. I want to get lost in the Spirit. Hey, man, hey, glory be to God. I thought about this. Hey, man, and I'm not going to try to hold you too long. Hey, man, I want to give somebody else some time, too. Hey, man, glory be to God. My heart, hey, man, when they was at the day of Pentecost, hey, man, I thought about this. Hey, man, when the Holy Ghost fell, hey, man, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Hey, man, glory be to God in our heart. Hey, man, glory be to God. Peter told them this. Hey, man, in Acts 2 and 15, he said, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Hey, come on now. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God. Listen to this. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Amen. On my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Glory be to God. I feel like, amen, in these last days, that we need to be worshiping in the Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to know how that we need to walk in the Spirit and talk in the Spirit. Amen. We need to pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's so, it's so important that we need to pray in the Holy Ghost and be filled with the Holy Ghost and to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. People try to teach you, and they want to teach you that you get it all in one package when you get saved. No, I feel like you don't get it all in one package. Hey, man, I feel like you got to seek after God. You got to pray. Hey, man, God's got it available, but you've got to ask in Jesus' name. Hey, man, and he will fill you. Amen. Those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. But we're thankful for the blood of the Lamb. Brother, here, will I turn it back over to you?
Praise the Lord there, Brother Sam. We appreciate that wonderful word there. You not got a song you want to sing?
No. I don't want to sing the singing, brother.
Okay. All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in there and being a part of it there today. Just thank God for you. I'm going to have Tim to sing another song here then or two, so just worship the Lord there with him. There you go.
Hallelujah.
I can see the pain in your eyes, despair upon your face. It really touched my heart when you asked me to pray. Didn't have words to say, didn't have words to say. So I yielded to the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit prayed. He felt your grief and sorrow that I could not comprehend. He went before the Father and made him understand. And there, in that holy place, your need was relayed. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit prayed. He was sent here as our teacher.
talks to God in language no folk can understand. On your behalf he took my words and spoke them in his way. And Jesus interceded when the Holy Spirit prayed. He felt your grief and sorrow that I could not comprehend. He went before the Father and made him understand. And there, in that holy place, your need was relayed. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit prayed. And there, in that holy place, your need was relayed. I knew not how to help you, so the Holy Spirit prayed. A gentle breeze. Calling me, so I'll obey faithfully. Whenever the wind blows, that's when my feet start walking. When I feel His Spirit moving, I can't stop talking about His love. I want the world to know where He leads, I'll go. Whenever the wind soars across the sky, I want my life to be that free, to share His love naturally. Whenever the wind blows, that's when my feet start walking. When I feel His Spirit moving, I can't stop talking about His love. I want the world to know where He leads, I'll go. Whenever the wind blows, whenever the wind blows, that's when my feet start walking. When I feel His Spirit moving, I can't stop talking about His love. I want the world to know. That's when my feet start walking. When I feel His Spirit moving, I can't stop talking about His love. I want the world to know where He leads, I'll go. I will follow whenever the wind blows.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. I see we've got another call in here, so let me see who that is, sir. 706, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, this is Brother Billy Keeler calling from Bornell Full Gospel Church. How you doing?
We're blessed, brother. How you doing?
All pretty good. Getting by. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
First of all, I want to say I thank the Lord for everything that He's done. Most of all, for what He's going to do. Without the Lord, you know, it is impossible to get by, I believe, in this old world of corruption, you know. But as long as
Amen.
We got Him, He's fighting our battles. And so we don't have to fight our battles. We can take the time out and testify of Him and testify how He's doing. And like this woman here in John 4, and that Jesus told her, you know, come and drink of me, and you'll have everlasting water. Then, she took with the water, she believed it, and she felt the mercy of God, and she felt the miracle cometh, which is called the Messiah, which is called Christ, which is called Christ. When he cometh, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speaketh unto thee is he. She was testifying, right there, by the Lord, of Jesus, the Messiah, and she didn't even know who she's talking to. And, she's telling him because she believed one day that the Messiah was a-coming, and she was really looking for him. And that's what, that's what we should be doing. We may walk up to a stranger tomorrow and try to tell him about Christ, and he say, I'm one of his angels, Because we've got to be careful how we entertain strangers, because there may be angels unaware, praise God. And upon this cometh these disciples and marvel that he talked with a woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why speaketh thus with her? He wasn't supposed to be talking to them people, because Jesus got no respect of person. And when he come talking to the woman, the well of water was there, and the water was there, but she come seeking for the water, but really she didn't know exactly what kind of well that she was going to run up on or come up on, because she got the well of living water instead of the water that you have to draw, because she dropped her water pots and went and told everybody. And she broadcast it abroad, and she told everybody and the woman came, left her water pots and went her way into the city and said unto the men, come see a man which telleth me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Messiah? When someone prophesies the Holy Ghost and the moving, and they prophesy to me, I can tell that. I can tell it's the true anointing there, and I receive it. But if I can't feel that anointing that's behind that, and Jesus, that's what he was doing. He's telling her that I am the Messiah. He was telling her, he was prophesying, said, take of this water and you'll never thirst again. And praise God, we can do that. And freely, we can do it freely. We don't need no money to go to the well and to partake of this living water no more, because he died on the cross for us. And he hung on that cross, and he said, come and see this, number 30. He said, then they went out of the city and came unto him. And came unto him in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Even his disciples still wouldn't get it. When you testify to someone about Jesus, about trying to give them the living water, that is meat for your soul. That's what, that's what builds you up. The more you testify and talk about Jesus, the more your spirit's going to be lifted up, and you won't feel like you're hungry, because that meat right there, it will fill you up, the spirit meat will, and it will show you things to come, and he will even, if you don't know what to say to someone, will you just start testifying and get caught up in his words, and I guarantee you, he will give you things to say their own, And people will receive it, because they know without a shadow of a doubt the way you're giving it to them, it has to be God that give it to me that I give to someone else. And they'll receive it when they feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost and they feel that power, and they can say, wow, we finally found a well of living water. Let's go and see this man that can tell us everything. because he knows everything, and I don't know everything, and I don't know everything about, I don't want to know everything about everybody, because, you know, it's up to them, you know, individually to seek the Lord and come and take of this living water. And I guarantee you, if you never tasted or drunk this living water, and when you drink of this, partake of this living water, you're going to tell somebody about it. You're going to tell
Amen.
Somebody. So I went to the well. I went to the well to draw water, and praise the Lord, I got washed all over in the anointing of Christ, praise God. I met the man that gave me living water. Then I don't have to thirst no more. I don't have to hunger no more. He's got meat to feed me that the world don't know about, and praise God, and they can't take it away from him. He got a spiritual table spread right there in front of the world, and they ain't got a spiritual eye to see what's laying right there on the table. And you know, that's what you've got to have sometime with God. You got to start using. You got to be prayed up. You got to be anointed up, and you got to have your ears and eyes and your mind open up to when God shows you something, and when God says, "Here it is," praise God, you'll know it's of God, because you'll feel that anointing when it comes with the word that He gives you. And like me, you know, I always say, praise God, I have to eat the word myself before I can share it with anybody else. And if it don't line up with me, and if it's the word of God, I got to first correct it myself, then give it to someone else. But people don't want to do that, Brother Lloyd. They just want to get a miracle, and then just, they'll never announce it to nobody. They'll get a miracle
Amen.
And say, shh, I won't get my check no more, so let's don't talk about this. But, you know, He said freely given and freely accepted, but He can also take away what He gives, you know. And He says you're overcomer by your testimonies. Well, if you don't never testimony, tell your testimony what He's done for you, how can you overcome this world? You're stuck, like Brother Keith was preaching Sunday night. You know, you can't keep straddling the fence. Some people try to straddle the fence, and they got hung up on it. And they got stuck on it, and they can't not get either way. But, they're going to have to come to realize you cannot straddle that fence. You're going to love one or hate the other. So we just well to love the one that gives us eternal water, life, you know, the water, living water, the holy anointing. We just well to trust Him and partake of Him. And when He does a miracle for you, don't keep it to yourself. I don't care how many checks you're drawing or if you don't want nobody to know this. But that's what's wrong today. A lot of them will not go to the altar. And afraid they might get healed. Then if they got healed, praise God, they'll have to give up some of their income. But, you know, there ain't no greater income in this world, praise God, than Jesus Christ are coming, praise God. That's the best income that I'm looking for. And we can't sit around and wait on this income. You know, we may have all of our tickets punched in the... And, you know, you get your pick. You know, you go to the bus station and they punch your ticket or airplane. I never rode on an airplane, but you have to stand in line somewhere is what I'm getting at. And there's many people standing in line, and you're going to strike up a conversation. Now, what's it going to be? Or you're going to say, look what the Lord's done for me. Let me tell you about a man who's walking on the water. Or are you going to talk about and gripe about it because you have to stand in the line so long? You're standing in that line for a reason. You're standing there for a reason. And if you got to lay hands on somebody right there and pray for them right in the middle of everything else going on, well, that's what God wants you to do. And when you communicate with somebody, you know, just to pass time away, someone said, I'll talk about the weather just to pass the time away. But they don't understand, Brother Lord, yeah, time is passing away. And one day time has done went by them and they ain't no time no more. So what are they going to talk about then? What are they going to testify about then? They've got nothing to testify. When they come before the Maker, they're going to say, what can they tell him? I witnessed this and I testified, but they ain't going to have nothing to say when time's done passed them by. But when we take of this living water, like this woman said, come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? You know, praise God, like I said, if you partake of this living water, you're going to know it's Christ. And if you could, and I don't know how, Brother Lord, that someone cannot testify about that. When they get that first love anointing, and it overwhelms you, and I know you felt it just like I had to tell somebody. I couldn't sit in the low doctor's office, and I couldn't stand in line and talk about the weather. I had to go to work. And amongst the same old crowd where I come out of, my drinking buddies and my joke-telling buddies, and I tell them, I said, look, I met a friend, and his name is Jesus, and they said, you're crazy. I said, yeah, the Holy Ghost has got my mind. I said, that's where it's at right now. I didn't have the Holy Ghost, but I read about it. And the more I read about it, the more I wanted it. And the more I read about it, the more I understood it. Then the more I understood it, then the more and more I wanted it. It's just like when you get a recipe to make an apple pie or peach pie and you don't never know it, and you put this ingredients in there and that ingredients in there, you know, you can just about taste it before it gets done, what I'm saying. That's the way it is with God. You can Amen. Just about taste that miracle just before you get it. But some of them just narrow their nose at it, and they drop off, and they'll go back to where they say, well, I waited on God long enough. But it's not our time, Brother Lord. It's just like this woman. She's probably been to that well many a times to draw water. No doubt in my mind, but she just got there. It was her time. It was her time to partake of the living water, praise God. And she threw down her water pots, and she went and told a man. She broadcasted it, in other words. She didn't keep it a secret. You know, to women back then wasn't supposed to say too much, but she sure couldn't keep her mouth shut, could she? Because she got the Holy Ghost anointing got on her, and she partook of the living water, and she said, hey, praise God, I got to go and tell somebody. I got to go and tell somebody what happened. She said, come and see. She even wanted that. She wanted to lead them to Jesus. She said, come and see this man. Come and see this man. And how many Holy Ghost-filled people, Brother Lord, that we've got today is telling this world to come and see Jesus. Come and see Jesus. Man. Come and see Jesus. How many we got today that said they're Holy Ghost-filled? And they're pastors and preachers and you know, and how many are saying that today, come and see this man that give me living water. I partook of the well of the living water, but how many today is saying that? Not too many, Brother Lord. That's why the buildings are empty. That's why the world is looking for, and they sit back and say, wonder what's happened. Wonder what? Well, get up and tell somebody what God has done for you. Don't sit on that miracle, because he is still in the miracle working business, because he brought me and my family a long ways, praise God. He's done it for me many, many times, different kinds of miracles. But he's kept me. He fought my fights. And he's wanted to say, come on. Just like he got a handful of water in his hand, and he says, come on to me. I still got this living water. You want some more of it? Oh, yes, praise God, I want some more of it. And he's just got like a handful of water reaching out and say, come and get it. You can just use your spiritual eye, praise God. You can get meditate on it and see him standing there, praise God, with a handful of water. And he's saying, come and get some more of it. He don't run out, praise God. It's everlasting. And if we stumble and fall, praise God, he's got the other hand that'll let you reach down and pick you up one more time, praise God. He'll do whatever it takes to give you this living water, but he will not force you to drink of it. He will not force you. He don't have to. But the opportunity is right there. All we got to do is meditate and use your spiritual eye. And if you ain't got a, and if you're a sinner or something like that and you don't know what I'm talking about, well, read the Bible or ask someone that is and find out and investigate it, praise God. Get your thinking cap on it and say, you know, I've heard of Jesus before I went to church. I've heard of this and I've heard of that, and I was watching the world and listening to the backsliders, what kept me from going so long. But when I Holy Ghost, and when the Lord touched me that night at church, praise God, I had to turn loose, and I know without a shadow of a doubt that there wasn't no man that touched me like that. I know without a shadow of a doubt I felt that feeling that you can't go to the store and buy. You could go to a well out here or a spring somewhere and take that water, but you know, praise, you still thirst. That was what the shape I was in. But when I partake to that living water, brother, Lord, praise God, I woke up and I come to myself at the altar and I turned around and looked and I said, "Why? Well, how did I get here, praise God?" He can take you from one city to another city and drop you off with a shadow, with a blinking of an eye, praise God. How can he do that, they say? Well, he can do that because he is our creator. He's the one that made us, and he can put us where he wants us. He can tell
Amen.
Us, he can put us. But the thing about it is, we got to be pleasing unto him and be an overcomer. He's not going to take a soldier under a soldier that don't want to listen. If he can't straighten you out, it's like the army. If you keep rebelling against the rules and things, they'll give you a dishonorable discharge and they'll kick you out. But praise God, God won't force you to do nothing. But he won't kick you out. But praise God, they're the ones that kicks their own self out, because God said, "I'll never change. I will be the same. I'm yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. I've got this living water." All you got to do is talk to the Lord just like you would your brothers or sister or mama, daddy. You know, just get on your knees. And if you can't get on your knees for some reason, all you got to do is start talking to him. He will listen to you. No matter what shape your life's in, he will listen to you. And I guarantee you, before you go to bed at night, and if you'll just say, "Lord, have I done anything to come against you? Lord, if I did, I'm sorry. Lord, if you just say a little prayer, when you lay down and go to sleep, praise God, you can sleep in peace because you don't got nothing on your mind, praise God. You don't got nothing on your mind except Jesus Christ, and he's the comforter. He'll take away every spirit, and he'll take away anything that keeps your spirit stirred up that ain't right, and he'll take it away, and you can rest peacefully, and you can sleep like a baby. I know, I've been there when I first got right. I slept like I've never slept before. Why? Because I partook of the well of the living water, praise God. And I can't explain it, and it's hard to explain. I know, Brother Lord, you can't explain how it feels because everybody is different. All I can say is coming to the living water and get it for yourself, praise God. There's plenty. It's not going to run out. Just bring
Amen.
Yourself and do not send nobody for you to partake of the living water. You may not get it. They'll get what you need, praise God. They'll be getting your blessing, and they will not keep it a secret, and they will tell it. So come and see this man that told me of everything I'd ever done. Praise God. Now, that's a miracle right there. That's all I got, Brother Lord. I just keep praying for me, my wife's daddy. Still having bad headaches from when they put this infection medicine down this thing they call here in my neck. It ain't a stent, but it goes right in the top of my heart, and then the vein goes right behind the nerve that goes up into my head, and it caused me to have headaches, and I can't turn my head much more either way, but every time I do, it caused me to have a headache. But, you know, there's some things we got to go through to at least I'm not in the hospital, praise God. And just remember my wife's daddy, he has good days and bad days. And remember Bonnie, my wife, her eyes, and we're going to have a miracle for that, her eyes. And she's depending on God, and she's trusting him. She's trusted him over 30-something years, so she's holding on to that unchanging hand. And I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Lord.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate you, brother. We appreciate the wonderful words you brought to us there. And we'll definitely be praying for you here in a few minutes on the broadcast. Everybody else should be a praying too. You know, I know God's a miracle worker, and I believe that He can. And a lot of times we may have to go through some things for Him to step in and move for us, but it's worth the wait whenever He touches us. So just give Him all the praise and the glory and the honor for it all. So,
amen.
Just worship the Lord there. Tim sings another song here. Praise God. Hallelujah.
What do you want?
Here,
pray
for it. I'm going to
change.
Hallelujah. Just worship the Lord with us here. He'll be ready here in a minute. Praise God.
Refreshing way.
Praise God. Hello. Praise God. Hallelujah. Appreciate each and every one. Appreciate the songs and everything that's been sung here tonight. We thank God for you and thank God for all of our listeners out there. So we want to tell everybody that we want you just to worship the Lord with us here in spirit and truth. So maybe we can have Tim sing another song. Maybe I can get my voice kind of straightened up by then. It's I don't know what's going on with my voice, but nevertheless, we're going to obey God here in a few minutes, despite of every devil in hell. You know, that's what he likes to do, is fight people that's doing something for God. So I want to say this. I don't have the correct address, but out there in Sierra Vista, Arizona, Dr. Melvin Harder. If you go to the Cochise Cemetery out there in Sierra Vista, that's where Dr. Melvin Harder is at, in a great big old large tent revival, believing God to move and do some great and mighty things out there. And we were out there with him in Sierra Vista in 2010. And we had a great outpouring of the Holy Ghost revival. So we know that God is still God, know that he's still doing the same thing. So just go out and be with him there. Dr. Melvin Harder would appreciate it. And you can tell him that you heard him mentioned on Reaching the World for Christ broadcast. And we would appreciate it. And I know God will bless you for it. So as Tim sings another song or two here, just worship the Lord with him here in spirit and truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I've got to get up, get out, get about God's business. There's no doubt, I'm sold out, determined come what may. Gotta tell someone who hasn't heard, gotta do my part, spread the word. Gotta get up, get out, get about God's business today. I'm happy in the Lord, as anyone can be. He filled me with his spirit and keeps on blessing me. Oh, look at what the Lord has done. He turned my life around. With this much joy inside of me, how can I just sit down? I'm gonna get up, get out, get about God's business. There's no doubt I'm sold out. Determined come what may. Someone who hasn't heard, gotta do my part.
going to do? Okay, wait just a minute here. I'm going to take something to drink.
Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, and we just want to welcome everyone to the broadcast tonight. Thank everybody for tuning in and for listening, and for those that come in to help us. We have quite a few prayer requests here that's come in. Calvin Lamb needs healing in his heart. He's got clogged arteries. Brother and Sister Miles needs prayer tonight. And Josh Levine, our grandson, he had a wreck on Sunday, and he was flown by helicopter to UT. And yesterday they done surgery on his back. He broke his back. And they told us that he'd never be able to walk again. But we know the healer, and we're believing for a miracle for him. So just continue to pray for him. He was still on life support today when we found out about him, and we went up to see him last night, and he still hadn't come out of the anesthesia, so just be lifting him up to the Lord. He needs God in his life. Hannah and Nora, they're the two little girls. Well, there was three little girls that was in a wreck around Christmas last year, or right after Christmas. And one of the little girls passed away, but the other two little sisters are still in need of miracles. They're really needing God to move for them. So remember Hannah and Nora when you pray. Trish needs prayer tonight. Gladys needs healing in her back. Tim needs healing in his ankles. Remember their kids, Chelsea and Brian and Glow and Sarah. Be praying for Marilyn Smith. She's having back pain. real bad back pains. Remember her. Sherry Sexton said to remember her and her family. Roy and Martha Sexton said they need healing in their bodies. Marilyn Harrell's granddaughter, Delaine, she's a little girl and she's in need of prayer. She's facing surgery and right now she's at TC Hospital, Children's Hospital. And she's needing a miracle, so just remember her. Dana and Howard, Dana and James Howard needs healing in their body and prayer for their family. Brother Yearwood needs healing in his leg. He's got 3 ulcers on his leg. Let's be lifting up this lady that lost her son today. She's already lost 2 sons, so be lifting her up in prayer. Her name is Rebecca Lee Kibler. Let's pray for comfort for that family. Doc Kelly said she has been so sick all day and been in the bed all day. She's needing a touch from God. Prayers for the Mitchell family. Their daughter and her boyfriend were T-boned in Texas, and they need healing in their bodies. They were hit so hard that it flipped the car upside down, so let's pray for their healing. Haley needs healing in her body. She was burnt. Kim and Dan and Eloise and Margaret need healing in their body. Let's be praying for Rick and for Eloise, and let's be praying for Tim Hall. He needs healing for his heart. Willa Dean needs healing in her body. That's Brother James Miles' mother that comes on with us. Stephanie Alton and her family need prayer. Stephanie's facing surgery. Aunt Nellie just called while we was on the radio and said she's still in the hospital. That's Lloyd Ray's aunt. So she's needing a touch from God. She's needing healing in her lungs and for her heart. Aunt Frankie Jane Yearwood needs healing in her body, and Liz Yearwood is needing a healing in her body. Brother Willie Torres, let's remember them and their church, and Sister Lily, and let's remember his sister Les that is in Mexico. Let's pray for them that God will save them and everything. Let's pray for Billy and Bonnie. They need healing in their bodies and for their for Bonnie's dad. Kenneth Long, he needs healing. Let's remember all the persecuted Christians that are being persecuted for being a Christian, that are being put into prison. Let's remember the president in this country, all the people in the hospital, nursing homes, jails. And let's remember all the families that are associated with us here that need salvation. And we're just going to take them all to the Lord in prayer.
We got a call in there, 606. Come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Brother Yearwood. This is Sister Gladys from Winchester, Kentucky.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate you there, Sister, calling in. You got any prayer requests?
I don't know if she's mentioned Tim and I and the 2 kids, Brian and Chelsea, and Gloria. Just remember our church to continue doing what it needs to do.
Okay. We done got it down there, so we'll just take all the prayer requests to the Lord there and believe God to answer them there. So go ahead and lead us in prayer there, Sister Gladys.
Father God, we come before you this night, dear Jesus, that we lift up each and every need, Father God, those that are spoken and unspoken, Father God. You know each and every need, dear Jesus. We pray, Father God, that you move in a mighty way for each of our churches, Father God, each of our families, Father God, and each of our needs. Touch Brother Lloyd and Sister Betty. Father God, we pray for Sister Bonnie and Brother Billy Keeler. We pray, dear Jesus, for each and every one. I pray for Billy Keeler's church, dear Lord, his pastor,
Father,
and their wife, dear God. Kenneth Vaughn, dear God.
But I don't know what it is,
dear
God.
God.
You know,
for Calvin, Father God. Continued
right now,
strength, Father God, for Sister Brenda and Brother James, dear God. Pray, dear God, that you'd move in a mighty way for Sister Betty's grandson, Josh, dear God. I lift up Trish this day, dear Lord, that you'd move, dear God, and remove this abscess that's in her body. I pray, dear Jesus, for all of our churches to continue doing what we need to do for you. I pray, Father God, for Tim Hall. I pray for the Enoch brother, dear Jesus. I pray, dear Jesus, for Sister Betty's sisters and her brothers, dear God. You know all their names, and I know that you know all their needs. We praise you, dear God, and we thank you. Be with our president and persecuted Christians. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen.
God, God, heal him up.
You'll give him a miracle.
Yes,
God.
Bring him out of that hospital,
God. Yes,
God. Lord, we know you're able, God, to raise him up, God. Lord, that you can touch him, God, and heal, Father. Lord, let him wake up,
God.
Let him be able, God, to walk. And Lord, give him that miracle that he needs.
Father God, move.
Lord, greatest
God,
of all,
save
that soul,
the doctors
God.
And nurses' wisdom, God, as they treat
Josh,
God. God. Yes, Father God, for each and every need, this is your bed and blessing.
We pray. Thank you, Jesus. Just touch and leave the peace on the broadcast, God, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Sister Gladys, just go ahead and obey the Lord there, sister.
Well, I don't have much, Brother Yearwood. I wanted to listen to you preach. We just got back from the eye doctor and had some other running to do today. But I just kind of wanted to testify. And if it's okay with you, I got a song I want to sing. God's just so good to us. And I thank him that he raised me up this morning. And I thank him for giving me more and more strength. I can walk without the cane and without the rollator short distances. And I know that God's going to heal my body from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. He's going to help me lose a few pounds that I won't be as big as I am. But it's just because I've sat around and eaten and don't need to do that. But God knows all about it. And he's going to continue to strengthen my body. If it takes gaining a few pounds, so be it, but I know this much. God's got control of every need that we have. He's watched over
Amen.
My children because I pray for them, and I know you guys pray for your children, and the Miles pray for their children, and I pray for each and every household, Billy Killer's children, if he's got children. I know he's got grandchildren, but I know in the mighty name of Jesus, he's going to move upon all these needs that were just now prayed for. He's going to move in a mighty way. He's a good God. And the one thing I know,
man,
whenever I was having the brain surgeries, Brother Lloyd, I would just cry out to the Lord. I would get alone with him, or I'd be in the church house, and it didn't matter who was around me. I would just kind of cuddle to the Lord. I'd get on my hands and knees at church, and I'd cry out. I might have sounded like a wild woman, but when you're interceding in the Lord and you're groaning and you're praying in tongues, sometimes your voice sounds like a wild woman. But I know this much, those prayers reach the throne room of heaven. And I know this much, that tore down the strongholds of the enemy. I know my body was healed due to the grace of God and for his healing virtue. I praise God that he gave the doctor that did surgery on me the wisdom and knowledge to do so. When they came and told my
Amen.
Mother I had a 30% chance of living, I know this much, that doctor was given the wisdom and knowledge to cut on me and to give me that internal surgery that I so greatly needed. If I didn't have the surgery, I would not live. And the woman that I was given a prayer request through Betty today, named Trish, she's kind of in the same situation. And I just pray that God will move upon her and help her to decide to go with a doctor that God will lead and guide as he moves on their bodies. as far as giving them wisdom and knowledge to treat them. And I pray the same thing for your grandson, Josh. I believe that God can move upon his body and give the doctors and the nurses the wisdom
Amen.
That they need to have. I know God's a healer, and I thank him for that. And Sister Betty gave him the scripture of John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Lord showed me, you praise me. And that's the thing people, Christians need to get a hold of. If you praise him in the midst of your storm, no matter how weak your body feels, no matter how you feel like you're overcome by the battles, and you feel like if it's not one thing coming your way, it's something else, and another thing piling on, and another thing, you're looking at your financial needs. But God says, give it to me. Your shoulders aren't big enough for you to carry. Just give it all to me, and I'll take care of it. And that's the thing I know. I have to give all my needs, all my problems, my children, my grandchildren. I've got to say, Lord, I take it to your throne room, and I cry out to you. And there was a young boy that Brian grew up with and went to school with, that he had had a bad car accident. He had hit a tree in front of a Baptist church, and there's a big marking on that tree. And I cried out to God. I said, God, please move for this young man. Tear down the stronghold. And the Holy Ghost came upon me, and I interceded for that young man. People need to understand praying in the Holy Ghost is the key. We've got to pray to God in the Spirit. We truly need to reach out to the throne room and cry out to God for our children, our grandchildren. I believe and I know this much. If we don't cry out for our children, there's many that's going to be lost and undone. But we need to know that in our mind and in our heart that you can truly reach the throne room of God and cry out in the Spirit and truth and reach God. He said if we do these things, worship him in spirit and in truth, and it will tear down the strongholds of Satan, and we can move in a mighty way in the Spirit. You know, whenever my daddy passed away, when I first got to Ohio, I didn't know where he was, because at first when we went to Ohio in 96, he wasn't saved. But I sent them all a letter when 9/11 happened. The Holy Ghost told me to send each and every one of my family members a letter and said, search your heart. If you're not ready to leave this world, cry out to God and get saved. And I believe that touched my daddy. My sister said that when he passed away, that letter was sitting right next to where he sat. I learned that he had a Bible, and he read it to the best of his ability with a third grade education. It doesn't matter if you have a third grade education. God can teach you. If you're a man that has that education, your wife can read to you. There's pastors that won't tell anybody that that's the kind of education they've got, but they have a wife that reads to them so they understand the Word of God. And there's women that I'm sure does the same thing and has their husbands read them the Word of God. It doesn't matter. You don't need a college degree to preach the Word of God. And I thank him for that. Not going to take up a lot of time, Brother Yearwood. I just want to sing this song, and then I'll turn it back to you if that's okay. There's a golden street to walk upon. A bell I'm going to ring. A brand new angel in the choir. And I want to hear him sing. There'll be a lot of friends awaiting when I walk through those gates. And I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Been on my way to heaven for a long, long time. And many things have happened that have clouded up my mind. But I am more determined to walk the narrow way, for I've got more to go to. to heaven for than I had yesterday. There's a golden street to walk upon, a bell I'm gonna ring, a brand new angel in the choir, and I wanna hear him sing. There'll be a lot of friends awaiting when I walk through those gates, and I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. I've been through some lonesome valleys, I've climbed the highest hills. I know the joy of living in the center of God's will. I've watched the angels come and take my loved ones home to stay. And I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. There's a golden street to walk upon, a bell I'm gonna ring, a brand new angel in the choir, and I wanna hear him sing. There'll be a lot of friends awaiting when I walk through those gates, and I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Turn it back over to you, Brother Lloyd.
Praise Lord, appreciate that. You not got another song, Sister Gladys, you can sing?
I've got one I think I sang last time, but I'll tell you what, I'll sing one I think I know by heart. I'll try to sing
okay.
It. Just pray for my voice.
Okay.
The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him, for it was her last chance of ever being him. So she pressed through until she touched his garment, and right then and there her miracle was fulfilled. Oh, there's a miracle in the making, one just for you. The Father is working it right now. Your prayers have been heard, and the answer's on the way. For there's a miracle in the making for you today. Have you prayed and prayed, and still you heard no answer, and you felt like you were all alone? Don't lose faith, for the God you serve won't leave you. There's a miracle in the making for you today. Oh, there's a miracle in the making, one just for you. The Father is working it right now. Your prayers have been heard, and the answer's on the way. There's a miracle in the making for you today. Go ahead, Brother Lloyd.
Appreciate that wonderful song there. Thank God for it. So, just worship the Lord here as Tim sings another song here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Appreciate you calling in there, Sister Gladys. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Just worship the Lord with us here. Tim will get it here in a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Sorry.
Bless him, Lord.
Praise God. Praise Hallelujah. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bear with him just a minute.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Appreciate your wonderful song there. So, if you got your Bibles, you want to turn with us tonight to John, the 4th chapter. I'm going to try to obey God for a little while here. My voice, I don't know what's going on with it. It seems like the devil's trying to bite me on every hand on my voice, but he's a liar and the father of it, because greater is he that's in us, he that's in the world. So we're going to read our first text here, John 4:24, then we'll go back up. It says right here, John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, tonight there's no other way to worship God except in the spirit and in the truth. Except we worship him that way, we're not doing nothing. We've got to be obedient to God's word, got to be able to do what he tells us to do. So we're going to start back up here in John 4:19. I'm going to let Betty read for me here. So just worship the Lord with us here while we try to obey God.
The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We worship what we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Praise God. You know, right here in verse 19, it says, a woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. You know, praise God. I don't know what's going on. I can't. My voice is cracking awful today for some different reason. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus, sir, he was, the woman knowed that he was a prophet. She knowed that he was a teacher or something other that, praise God, that she knows she come in spirit with something. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm just going to let Betty read some more for us there.
Praise
I don't know what's going on my voice tonight, but the devil has really
yep.
been a fight. I'm not giving him no glory because he's a liar and a father of it. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So just go with us there to the Psalms 95 and verse 6. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.
Okay, Psalms 95 and verse 6. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the sheep, we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice. Isaiah 27:13. Bear with me as I get over here to it. Okay, 7:13 says, And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast of the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount of Jerusalem. Okay, Acts 24 and 14. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the Lord of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. Okay, Acts 24. No, Philippians 3:3. Okay, for we are the circumcision which worshiped God in the Spirit and rejoice in Jesus Christ and have no confidence in the flesh. Revelations 14:7. Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour is of his judgment is come, and worship him which made heaven and earth and the sea and the foundations of water.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to go ahead and tell everybody about let me tell you about our church announcements and Sister Gladys, tell us about your church announcements. Go ahead, sister, and tell us about yours there.
Okay. Tim, what's our church address?
515C West Lexington.
Okay, it's 515 West Lexington, and that's in Winchester, Kentucky. We have service on Sunday morning at 10, preaching at 11, nighttime service at 6. And we have our midweek services on Wednesday at 7. Everybody's welcome.
Okay, we'd like everyone to come and visit with us at Hickory Grove House of Prayer, 391 Hickory Grove Road in Madisonville, Tennessee. Service times are Sunday, 10 a.m. for Bible study, 7 p.m. for church, Tuesday night, intercessory prayer, 7 p.m. on Wednesday and 7 p.m. on Saturday. Just come on out and worship with us. We just want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening to the broadcast tonight, for all the ones that have come on to help us tonight. And Brother Yearwood's going to be going to the doctor in the morning, so just be praying for him. And we're just going to say good night and God bless, and we'll do it again this time next week. God bless. We love you guys.
God bless. We love you guys too.
God bless. Bye.
Bye.